in. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, Sixers give us a gift before vacation. Ike, Jaylen Brown is a Sixer. How you feeling, brother?
I'm a Spike. The basketball gods. I'm telling you, man.
We don't have to pick a backup team.
Yeah, just when you don't think they are listening to you, they show you that they hear you. What a gift that was yesterday. Brother Spike, are you kidding me? Basketball is back in the city of brotherly love. Jaylen Brown, a Philadelphia 76er. I'm saying right now.
Oh, no.
Listen, I'm saying right now.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
Oh, God.
Right now.
Yeah.
We're in the Eastern Conference Finals at the least.
Ooh, boy.
At minimum, we're in the Eastern Conference Finals. And the Knicks have to deal with trying to go back-to-back, and they're the hunted now.
Mm-hmm.
So the Knicks have to deal with that.
Yes.
Right? Miami looks good. They're still short a few pieces. Cleveland, okay, still short a few pieces. Toronto with Kawhi, yeah, nice. Still short a few pieces.
Boston,
let me tell you. Boston, they're in for a rude awakening. They gave up Jaylen Brown. I don't know what they're going to do, but they aren't as strong as they would have been had they kept Jaylen Brown. So they're missing a few pieces. There's a piece out there that I'll get to eventually that may shock a lot of people that could really just tilt everything into our favor. But I got to sit right now, Spike. The Sixers are no worse than the second best team in the Eastern Conference. Right now. And that's not even with a full commitment of Joel Embiid and what you're going to get from him. I'm just looking at the other pieces, the other three pieces. Tyrese Maxey, Jaylen Brown, and DJ Edgecombe. And then I'll throw in D-Wade. Come on, man. Stretch four there. And we added Simons.
Simons.
Come on, man. Yeah. We added Simons?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What a day yesterday was. I'm feeling good about the Sixers. The Sixers are back. The Sixers, I know I'm still in a moment.
That's okay.
But they might be, well, the Phillies are our best chance. The Sixers are close to being our best chance to get in the title. That's how good this team can be, to get in the championship.
That's pretty bold.
That's how good they can be.
Jackie Baseball, holler at your boy just real quick.
Holler at your boy, yeah. Jackie Baseball.
Before. Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, we'll
okay.
see.
All right.
We'll see.
So,
within 2 years.
So, all right. So, it was funny yesterday because in the 5 o'clock hour, I think Chuck called and he was like, I gave up on this team. And we understood.
Yeah.
We understood, right? I said, if you're a casual, normal fan, like we're 2-3 years away from anything actually happening, I get it. Then I get my car, 6:15 or whatever. Get the call from Jackie Baseball, tells me the Sixers trade for Jaylen Brown. A stunning turn of events. Look at my phone, all the text.
Yeah.
It wasn't something I thought could happen at all.
I left you a screaming voicemail.
Yeah,
I don't even know if you heard it.
The text of it is hilarious because they give you the transcript.
Yes.
The text of it is, I'm saving it forever.
Yeah. Screaming voicemail, yes.
I'm saving it forever. Because I have been trying to work through how I feel about the trade since that happened for the last 24 hours. On its surface, what this has done for the Philadelphia 76ers is it turns a team who you really have no reason to tune in for. You can watch we love Tyrese Maxey. We love VJ Edgecombe. But, like, the prospects of them being anything more was not there. It was not there. And it's there now. And I respect stats, and I think there are a lot that tell a story about Jaylen Brown. But the fact with Jaylen Brown is that 2 years ago he was Eastern Conference Finals MVP, and he was Finals MVP, and you do not get fluke, like in baseball, you can get a fluke, World Series
sure.
MVP. That does not happen in the NBA Finals. It doesn't happen in the Eastern Conference Finals for somebody, the Iggy, like one in the
right.
history of basketball. And then they won 56 games last year with Jaylen Brown as the primary scorer who held the ball more than anybody else. So Jaylen Brown is a great player. Taking Paul George off your roster, who started to look good at the end yesterday, and replacing him with Jaylen Brown is a win for the Philadelphia 76ers.
That was a win in itself.
It's a win for the Philadelphia 76ers. And as much as I can be a draft pick hugger, if you're going to tell me that's going to cost us two draft picks to turn the team from who knows what's going to happen, and I've said a bunch of times, like, I think the next couple of years, too, are keeping Tyrese Maxey involved and invested in this team.
Yeah.
I think it does all of that. It is a good cost and a bold move from Mike Gansey, you know.
Man.
An incredibly bold move.
Yeah.
So I am happy they traded for Jaylen Brown, and I thought it was a good move. And to go from, and I actually think Paul George will fit in fine with the Celtics.
Sure.
I actually think the Celtics are going to be really good. But that said, this improves the Philadelphia 76ers in a number of different ways.
In the immediate?
Yes.
Time and in the future. Like there is still a window here with Jaylen Brown.
I think a 3-4 year window for sure. He's 30 years old. He's played a lot of minutes. He's played 10 years in the NBA, all that sort of stuff, but he's still a very, very, very good NBA player. And to have him on the team, and I also think, not that I think Nick Nurse is long for this world or whatever, but he fits what Nurse wants to do in that he is a high energy guy. He's not the defensive player he used to be, but you have those three guys on the court plus Dean Wade, whoever's playing center, like you can be a defensive team that's going to scramble. You don't. He said fountains, not drains. And no offense to Paul George, but Paul George is a drain, and Jaylen Brown on the court is
all
not,
right, dude. And he's going to be motivated.
Yes. He's going to hate the Celtics more
yes,
than you.
More than we do. Yes.
He will hate the Celtics more than Tasty Cake Dom.
I don't know about Tasty Cake Dom, but you get the point.
But
you get the point.
Here are my two things. The yeah buts.
Okay.
Yeah but number one, I am terrified making a trade with Brad Stevens. I'm terrified making a trade with the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. The last time we made a big trade with the Boston Celtics in 2017 or whenever it was, they ended up with Jason Tatum,
sure,
a champion and a franchise cornerstone. We ended up with Markelle Fultz, and they ended up with another draft pick on top of it. So if Brad Stevens, now there's a lot of things that go into why they traded Jaylen Brown. I understand that. Like, it was untenable. But the fact that they decided, well, we're not worried about trading him in the division. You know, we're not worried about trading him to the Sixers, and it's the Celtics. And I think Brad Stevens, that's an excellent organization over there. That's an excellent general manager. I'm scared of trading with him.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that I'm a little worried about.
Okay.
And the second thing is they have to move on from Joel. They have to.
Mm.
Have to. Here's the fact about the NBA right now. Here's the fact is that you don't win a championship when you have $60 million committed to a guy that cannot play in every NBA playoff game.
Mm.
You can't. When we look at the Knicks and they won the championship last year, they were the best. Yeah. They were also the healthiest. You know, we saw the Oklahoma City Thunder not be able to get by the Spurs with $45 million of Jalen Williams sitting on the bench. We saw the San Antonio Spurs, you know, with a De'Aaron Fox with an ankle injury. And those guys were playing. And I do think they'll be better when Joel doesn't play, but you need to be able, with two giant contracts in Tyrese and Jaylen Brown, to be able to build out the rest of this team and be able to have a center that you can count on and not change how you're playing every other game and those sorts of things. I love Joel. He is my favorite Sixer of all time. If they're going to capitalize on Jaylen Brown here right now, and they're going to capitalize on Tyrese Maxey right now, I can't have a guy here who is maybe playing tonight, maybe not playing for 3 weeks, and then once we get into the playoffs where it's every other night, I can't have that guy not being able to play. So I don't know if it's now or if it's after, but here's the last thing I'd say.
Yeah.
Is that at one point I was like, I'm not spending picks to get off of Joel.
Yep.
You trade for Jaylen Brown, you spend picks to get off of Joel because your time to win is, you just traded for a 30-year-old superstar, not a 24-year-old or a 23-year-old. So you have Tyrese Maxey in his prime. You have Jaylen Brown in his prime. The Joel Embiid thing to me at one point was, we'll deal with that in 2 years. I just don't think they can wait two years to deal with it now.
All right, so let me address both of those. Yeah. I'll start with Joel.
Yes.
Worst come to worst, we got 25 points. He rolls out of the bed and gets you 25.
If he plays.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
If he plays. Now, the good thing is, with these three, it won't be as bad if he's not playing. There's enough scoring there. The perimeter defense is there. You can run and play the way they want to play. He's almost an add-on. I'm with you, though. I'm with you on the whole, you need to move him as soon as you can. It's done. It's over with. And I don't like the fact that he hasn't, and correct me if I'm wrong, he hasn't even tweeted out welcome to Philadelphia to Jaylen Brown yet.
No. Now, officially, the trade cannot happen till Monday.
Yeah, I don't care.
Maxi tweeted. Yeah, exactly. The NBA he acknowledged it.
Yes, you can at least acknowledge it. So him being the face of the franchise or one of the faces of the franchise, I would like if he would have been excited about getting Jaylen Brown here. So I don't even know where his mindset is at.
And that's fair.
And that's a good question as to when will they wind up doing it. But you're absolutely right. The time has come. It's time to move on. You got to do it sooner the better. Jaylen Brown, Brad Stevens.
Oh, and the last thing on Joel before we move on to that is I understand they don't want to act out of desperation because that's what happened with the Celtics.
With Jaylen Brown,
and the reason that they had to trade Jaylen Brown and only get back what they got back was because his name popped up in trade rumors with Giannis and it was untenable to bring him back. The whole league knew it. And he's already got a contract already that they're not, like, a ton of teams aren't excited about taking on. And so I don't want to do it in a position of weakness with getting rid of Joel, but also, like, I don't want to wait 2 years to do it anymore.
Smells like Golden State to me.
Whatever.
Yeah, it smells like Golden State to me.
Okay, so you're so Stevens.
So my Brad Stevens thing, I just think they may have lost their fastball. Listen, Jaylen Brown, they obviously know him better than we do.
Yes.
So I'm with you. Red flags go up. You're saying, hold up. Is this what we're doing? This is how you're getting rid of Jaylen Brown? What's wrong with this?
Yes, it's like,
it's too good to be true.
I'll sell you this Ferrari for $5. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So I understand that. I think there is enough animosity and tension behind the scenes that they felt there is no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out, to their surprise, the market for him was not as great as they thought it should be.
Yes.
I mean, you go from not being able to get Giannis, and I honestly think the reason they didn't get Giannis, I don't think Giannis wanted to go to Boston. I think Giannis wanted to go to Miami, and that's what Milwaukee did. They traded him to Miami. But you should have still been able to get more for Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Market wasn't as great as they thought it would be. I'm okay with that. And here's why. Because the most we would have given up if we wind up with egg on our face is the future picks.
Yep.
And I wouldn't risk giving up the future picks to bring in Jaylen Brown and take a chance on him.
Oh, yeah.
It may not work out, but I'm okay with them making the move.
It doesn't.
Even if it doesn't work out.
It wouldn't have made me not want to make the move, but it does affect how, like, my confidence in that it'll work or not work.
Right.
You know, rather than me being 90% confident, I'm like 70%
You're wondering,
confident.
Like, what is this? Yeah.
Yes. And one of the reasons that a lot of teams were nervous about it is that he's got 3 years left on his contract, but as of July 26th, he's eligible for a 2-year extension,
which
would be 2 years, like $135 million, would be his 34-year-old and 35-year-old season. So
go ahead and take care of that.
No.
Yeah, go ahead and take care of that, Ginzy.
No, not yet. We can wait a year.
Well, I'm just saying, if he wants it, if he says, I want to be here as a six and I need a 2-year extension, go ahead and take care of it.
Every time you yell at me about the Embiid extension, I'm reminded you of this. So 215-592-9494.
We are back. We are in title contention.
Sixers.
It's plus 2,000.
Yeah, well, it went from plus, I think, 8,000 to plus 2,000.
Yeah.
They're now they are the third favorite to win the East.
Second, right?
Yeah, the Knicks are one, and the Celtics are two. The Celtics might be one.
It's the other
two.
Way.
Okay.
So we're not in front of the Celtics. No, you're right. We're still behind the Celtics.
No, we're like plus 750, and the Celtics, I think, are plus 425.
Yeah, we're third. You're right.
And make no mistake, and then we'll get to the phones, I promise, 215-592-9494. I think the Celtics are still going to be really good. Like, so they last 3 years, they were 36-6 when Jaylen Brown didn't play.
Yeah.
They won 56 games with Jaylen Brown in that spot. I think they can win 56 games with Jason Tatum in that spot, to be quite honest with you.
I don't think they'll be bad.
No.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Yes, but I think if you put Brad Stevens on a lie detector and said, don't you wish you could have kept Jaylen Brown? I think that answer would be yes.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to trade him for Giannis, but if you knew that this was going to be the outcome, would you have traded Jaylen Brown? I think the answer is no, and I think you're right. The animosity forced their hand. 215-592-9494. Jaylen Brown is a Sixer. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Morning there. We're back.
You swore him off 24 hours ago, Chuck.
Hey, listen, Spike, listen, with new information, what do I say?
Yes.
With new information comes what? New takes, man.
Yes, absolutely.
This is the lovely thing about sports. I don't just love sports because of the play on the field or the play on the court or the ice, whatever the case may be. It's the stuff that happens in the off season, man. In any given day, you know what I mean? It could just change in 24 hours. Now, I thought these two yesterday, Spike, was playing a, you know, April Fool's joke on me because I didn't get the news. I didn't have my phone on me. I was going to load my truck. And, man, I heard from Mike. I heard from Jack. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't be more excited. You know what I mean? Listen, Mike Danzy Appreciation Day coming soon. He just stole the summer. You know what I mean? Howie Roseman got a one-up, and he just stole the summer. He's the best GM in the city right now. Listen, I give props to my main man over there. You know, Jameer Nelson, Mike Danzy, and the man that knows how to build a team, the next Pat Riley. You know what I mean? Mr. Myers. You know what I'm saying? Listen, this is something that is extraordinary.
This is wild.
And, you know, this is extraordinary.
Yes. Talk on it.
I'm a loss of words right now. You know what I mean? I don't even know what to say. I mean, this 24 hours ago, I was just saying I'm done. I'm going to sell my fandom. You know, but now they just pulled me right back in. You know, this is just like, it's like waking up on Christmas Day, you know, as a kid. You know what I mean? Not knowing what you want to get.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you, Mr. Danzy. You know, I don't know where you came from, but I tell you, man, I give you an A-plus so far.
Cleveland.
He's a maniac. You know, this guy's a maniac, man. He, to do something like this, I didn't even think we had the possibility. A couple weeks ago, I called you guys. What did I say? I said, you know, Jaylen Brown should request a trade for what the Boston Celtics did to him. They tried to trade him, didn't get Giannis, and struck out. And little did I know, little did we know, that he was coming here to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we have the Andrew Bynums and the Chris Webbers and the Glenn Robinson.
No, this is
and all
better.
Things
yeah, this is
about.
Better. Yeah.
This is different.
This is different. He's actually healthy.
And he could fear my heart. He could fear my heart every time he touched the ball when we were playing him in the playoffs. So I know what this guy is capable of. And, man, all I got to say it now is, listen, you guys – watch what you say about King James, because word in the sky.
You better start calling him King.
You better start calling him King, because he could be a Philadelphia 76er. And one of those second-round picks, which you can do, right, send that over to the Lakers and go get Bronny and lure King James here. And let's just complete this thing, you know what I'm saying, and get this thing started. Joel, I don't care what Joel does. I don't care what Joel does. I don't care if he's hurt for 60 games. This team is good enough right now as constructed. And they got to do something to pitch. They got to get about a couple more guys here. I would like to get a good center here that I know I can count on to block shots and rebound. But if Joel's going to be on this team, Spike, if he's going to be on this team, he has to reinvent the way he plays basketball. I don't need 30 or 40 points from him anymore. I need you to control that paint defensively.
But he's not.
As
he
best
can't.
You can.
He can't. He can't anymore.
Well,
yeah. That part's over.
He got to go then. In that case, he got to go. I mean, you know, all good things come to an end, right? You know what I mean? Got to go. I've been screaming to go for the longest. Now is really legitimate. And if they can trade Paul George, they can get rid of Joel. They can find a way to get rid of Joel. So I wouldn't – Mike Gansey's a maniac, man. He's a maniac. This dude could do anything. You know what I'm saying? He's heaven sent. You know, he's the closest thing to Jesus.
All right.
Right now. You know what I mean?
Whoa. Chucky 316, that's blasphemous.
Hey, nobody – no, that's not blasphemous. He's the closest thing. That's a far distance second. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I'm talking about as far
way to clean
as
it
anything
up.
On this – yeah, that's a far distance second from Jesus. He's nowhere near, but I'm just saying. He, you know, right now, in my eyes, this guy is the closest thing to – heaven sent. You hear me?
Yeah.
This guy is doing God's work on earth right now. You know, I'm just ecstatic, man. We're back, man. You know what I'm saying? We got hope, man.
I'm
with you. Y'all can turn the TV on. You know, you guys said just turn it on and just
I'm looking forward to opening night, Chuck. I'm looking forward to opening night.
Hold up. I like, listen, Jack. Jalen Hurts who?
We got another Jalen in town.
All right, Chuck. So we might as well talk about the LeBron thing now.
Yes.
So
let's go, King James.
All right, embarrassing.
Let's go, King James.
This is embarrassing.
Love to hear it.
This is embarrassing.
Did you just say he's finally over Kobe?
No, would never say that. Would never say that. But I'll tell you what, for a Sixers championship, I'm on board.
Yeah,
bring him on in.
I am not. Well, okay.
They need a point guard.
Well, there's two.
You got the angel and the devil on your shoulders.
The angel is saying, Spike, you do not want to watch LeBron all year. You can't stand LeBron. And the devil's going, content.
Yeah.
Content.
Major content.
Yeah. So I don't want to throw cold water.
Yeah.
So Chuck mentioned there's a couple of things here. Chuck mentioned they got to fill out the roster.
Mm-hmm.
All they're hard capped this year. So all they can spend are minimums. That's all they got.
Yep.
So he would have to come here for a minimum. And also filling out the bench is like the team that we see, unless they trade someone, the team that we see
pretty
is the team
what
that
we have.
The team that we see is the team that we get. We are sort of short on wings, like our backup wing at this point is Justin Edwards. But to LeBron.
Yeah.
I do not believe in any machination. I don't care if Brian Windhorst says that they're both clutch, he and Tyrese Maxey. That LeBron James is saying, you know what I'm doing for my final year? I'm going to go play in Philadelphia. I'm going to watch Jaylen Brown dribble the air out of the ball. And I'm going to watch Joel Embiid show up at 6:55 and decide if he's going to play tonight. Like, I really do believe Cleveland, Golden State, Miami, he would do one of those things. I think he's trying to make it, he loves attention.
Yeah.
All that kind
of
stuff.
He wants to drag it out.
He wants everyone to call and say, we want LeBron.
Yeah.
We want LeBron. LeBron, would you come play for us? I don't think he's coming to play. And I wouldn't want him here.
Yes. Yes, we would.
No, we would.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, no. We would, Spike. Listen, no. We've got to give it up for the greater good, and the greater good
no.
is the Sixers.
No.
You are our top Sixer guy.
Yeah.
This would make the Sixers the basketball team of the universe.
We've been the basketball team of the universe.
Not like this, though. Not like this. Not like this. With him, listen.
Fountains, not drains. He's a drain. He's a drain. LeBron's a drain.
He is a drain. And you're right. I feel dirty.
This is unbelievable.
I do. I gotta admit. But now, you know what? I'll take a shower at some point. I'll take a shower at some point. I'm okay with it. Fritzy, the king wants to come, I'm on board.
Beautiful. Basketball nirvana.
This is unbelievable.
He's going to make the right play, like he always does.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
He can bring the ball up.
But I tell you what, I'll put my eyes closer on him. He's the first one getting blamed when something goes wrong. You can bet on that.
That's why you want him. I actually think that's why. So you can blame him every night when they lose.
The one thing he does well that they are a serious deficiency of now is like they do not. The passing in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
I mean, when I tell you that Joel is probably the best passer
That's
in the starting
good.
Lineup, he probably is. That is not one thing.
And Jaylen Brown didn't change that.
No, Jaylen Brown's not a passer.
Can't go left.
No.
We're going to find out he can't go left. He
just like Jordan.
Now stop it.
He reminds me of Michael Jordan.
Shut up. Now, the positive for Tyrese, I think there's a big positive for Tyrese Maxey here. Is I think that the wearing down of Tyrese Maxey, a lot of it was because he was on ball all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy bringing the ball up. He was the guy running the offense. If you needed someone to go and score, it was always Tyrese Maxey, always Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey is actually a very good off-ball player.
Yeah, he's not a natural
point guard.
He's just not.
No, and them getting someone else, you would have hoped that Paul George could have taken some of that load by being the primary ball handler sometimes, but he couldn't. Now, Paul George, nice passer, all that kind of stuff, but he didn't play, and when he did play, sometimes he just disappeared. But Jaylen Brown's never going to disappear. So the idea of Tyrese Maxey flying around screens and getting open and working that way without having to dribble the ball and having the defense be like, where the hell is Tyrese
LeBron
Maxey?
Finding him
yes,
good passes.
We stop with the LeBron.
Oh, I thought I'm sorry.
No. They are at a bit of a passing deficiency
here.
Yeah,
we need a guard, man.
Dude, come on.
We can get Ben Simmons.
You guys stop.
I mean, on the cheap. We need a four.
We need guys that can pass.
We need guys
LeBron
that can pass.
Is a point forward.
At
this point in his career, just bring the ball up.
He's
distribute.
You guys are.
I'm in on all of you.
I know.
Bring them all in.
Yeah. He's clearly getting LeBron.
See, the shameful thing about Ike here, the number one shameful thing, is if he thought this really was going to happen, I could understand this little act over here. But there's no way he thinks it's going to happen. And he's doing this little I want LeBron act. So I'm going to hold this over your head for the next 10 years. You think there's ever a time when that guy does some cornball stuff in Cleveland or wherever he is? Like, you wanted him. So the Sixers actually did make another move today, and it is
more important,
less big. But no, I'm excited. I've always been an Anthony Simons guy. I love small guards that are chuckers. I've always loved those guys. It's one of the reasons I liked LeBaron Filon. It is so Anthony Simons has been in the league for a while. He was drafted out of high. He didn't go to college. He was drafted out of, I think he did like a AAU and high school and never played college ball, but went to Portland and became a really good scorer and a unconscious shooter. Like, he shoots, when he plays, like, per 36 minutes, he's shooting, like, 9 threes a game. He gets it off quick. He's a great scorer. I mean, we're going to need a year or two for Filon to develop into what he is. You want a guy off the bench who can carry the scoring load for the Sixers while Maxey's on the bench, or even Jaylen Brown's on the bench. Anthony Simons is great. 2 years, $12 million is their last big signing.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Anthony Simons, who was actually on the Celtics last year. He was making $30 million last year, was on the Celtics. They salary dump traded him. That was the Vucevic trade, where they traded him Chicago. So I'm thrilled to have Anfernee Simons on the team. Now, our backup guards are tiny. With Grimes leaving, our backup guards are LeBaron Filon, who's 6'2", and Anfernee Simons, who's 6'1". Mm-hmm. That's a small backcourt.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Knicks just had a small backup backcourt.
They got it done.
You know, they had Deuce McBride on the bench and Alvarado.
We're not short of guards anymore.
No, we're not short of guards. Yeah. We definitely have our share of guards. So 205-592-9494. Jaylen Brown is a Sixer. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Spike, Ike, Jack, love you guys. Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Joyous day.
Joyous day.
Yes, sir.
Joyous day. And you guys made so many great points, but one point that I want to say that Ike already made is we're getting Jaylen Brown, right, Spike? But we're getting a bitter Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
So we're going to pound the Celtics the next 3 years. We're just going to pummel them the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. That guy's going to go out there and score 40 a game every time he plays the Celtics.
Yeah,
it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's four games he's going to be up for every year.
Oh yeah, there's no injuries. There's no. What do they call it? There's no
load managing.
No. He will be playing 45 minutes those games. He will be taking every shot. I hope Tyrese Maxey can get a break that game. He won't be shooting nearly as much. Yeah, your point, Tasty Kick, about Jaylen Brown being a Jaylen Brown out to prove a point. Is a good one. Now, I don't know how we... Now, the other thing about Jaylen Brown, Tasty Cake, is he does talk a lot. He's a Twitch streamer. I don't know how we would have reacted to Jaylen Brown saying that this year was his favorite year.
We would not.
Like, I would have crushed him.
Yeah, we would not have reacted well.
We would have not reacted well. But him being pissed off is good for us.
Yep.
Now, here's the other thing, Ike, is that with Joel, when you have Tyrese Maxey, Jaylen Brown, and Joel, Spike, you're going to spend half the game in the penalty. That's all they're going to do is shoot free throws.
Yeah. A lot of free throws, yeah.
Right? All those guys can accumulate foul shots. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I also hope that, you know, they started calling that Jaylen Brown push off in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That is a legal move. I want the NBA to know that push off is a legal move. Everyone
That's
does
right.
it.
Damn
that
right.
is a legal move. You're talking about fouls that cannot be called a foul.
The fact that it's so prominent and we associate that with his game.
Yes, that is a
that
legal
means
move.
That he does it a lot.
I am pro push off, push off power. That
again,
is,
another yeah. Compton Michael Jordan. They both push off.
Oh, will you stop?
He did push off in Utah.
Yeah, he did. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, well, that play.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Tasty Cake.
I think Jaylen Brown also, Spike, brings an intensity. Like, I think he's a killer.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's got Mamba mentality.
Yeah, you know, like, he's a Kobe disciple.
Yes.
He is.
Yeah. He definitely wants the last shot.
So,
yeah. That is for sure. Yeah.
And I think that he could bring that throughout the team. I mean, I feel like it's Christmas Day. You know, Spike, it's going to be Sixers Celtics. Christmas Day is going to be Sixers Celtics.
You know, Sixers Celtics Christmas
back
Day.
Back on Christmas.
We're back on Christmas.
Back on
it's
Christmas.
It's been a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No doubt, Tasty Cake. That's a matchup. That's a 5 o'clock matchup.
You think
or they
so?
Probably put the Knicks, or they put the Knicks at five.
Knicks might be a five. We might be a three.
3 o'clock game,
Now, Tasty Cake, let me ask you this. In your heart, just deep in your heart, are you at all nervous about trading with Brad Stevens and the Celtics after what they did to us 10 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Jaylen Brown is a superstar.
I know.
No, I'm not. I have nothing but unbelievable positive vibes about this. I couldn't believe it. It's just incredible. I couldn't wait to talk to you guys. I suffered through that Phillies game, but I couldn't wait to talk to you guys because I just can't believe that we dumped Paul George for Jaylen. It's unbelievable. And no, I think it's the best trade since Moses, Spike. That's it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't even know what could be.
The D.O. trade was pretty big.
No, I think he's talking about the Sixers.
Oh, the Sixers.
I hope you're just talking about the Sixers.
Yeah, just talking about
Sixers. Oh, easily, yeah.
Yeah, it's like this or the D'Anthony Melton one. Did love D'Anthony Melton. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off any window or any door with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jack, do you have a top 5 of 5 prepared for us?
I do.
Wow, it is special.
I'm going to keep it on topic.
I thought, look, you're a pro.
You're a pro.
Yeah. No pause moments
today.
Are
you sure we actually want to go on vacation? We don't want to come back and talk about this all week next week?
I think we could.
Well, let's go on vacation. Yeah. Already spent a lot of money. Okay. All right, Jack. Let's go. The Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com.
So what I have for you today are in lieu of...
Well, it depends on what the next sentence is.
The Jaylen Brown?
No.
Nope? Okay. No. So in honor of...
So in lieu of means instead of...
All right, so in honor of Jaylen Brown trade, I have for you the 5 most out-of-nowhere Philly sports moves of my lifetime.
Okay.
Didn't see it coming.
Okay.
Because no one saw the Jaylen Brown thing coming.
Did not see it coming.
Look down phone for 1 second. All of a sudden, Jaylen Brown, sixer. I called everyone I knew, even Chuck. He didn't pick up either, which I thought was disrespectful.
Wow.
Anywho. Starting at number 5. And I was in the building. I was at the preseason game that night. But when the Eagles signed Mike Vick. It started going, because this was kind of, social media was just starting a little bit. It started going around the stadium, and you started getting alerts of the Eagles really signed Mike Vick. There's a murmur throughout the stadium. It was very, very odd. But the Mike Vick out of nowhere Eagles signing was a shock.
Yeah.
I remember I was.
I was in the stadium as well. I was at the game. It was we were at
look
the game.
At us. We could have really linked up.
Well, the funny thing is, I believe they were getting it somehow early on the broadcast, but they couldn't say anything about it.
Yes,
they couldn't say anything about it
because I was listening to the I was actually in my car on Columbus Boulevard. I left the game with Chris Johnson, formerly of IPN WISP, and I heard. I think I might have heard Merrill say it first or John Russell. I can't remember who it was, but it was.
Thank you, Merrill.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Why were you at the game because of YSP?
Yeah.
YSP
was the flagship.
Yeah.
Were you still a DJ at that point?
Well, what was the year?
Not 09.
It was 09.
Yes. So I had come back from Chicago and I was the assistant program director and the midday host. At that point.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. It was so weird that they were on YSP and we had the post-game show.
Yeah.
It was funny.
The football, we'll get to number 4, but the football team on the Rock Station thing was like everywhere for a while. Because Sunday, because you don't have to worry about the Rock Station during the week criticizing your free agency move. Rock Station can only be like, yeah! Meanwhile, you got me going, is Howie really that good? Yeah. The Friday before the game. So there was a lot of Rock Station football.
Yeah?
Football stuff.
Interesting. All right, the 4th most out-of-nowhere Philly sports move of my life takes me back to draft night 2023 when out of nowhere, A.J. Brown was traded to the Eagles, and it made Ike do this.
Now I'm awake!
So there were no rumors about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I think we threw it out of... Like, what about A.J. Brown?
Right.
But there was no build-up of, they could get AJ Brown tonight.
Wait, you said 2023. It wasn't 2023.
22.
22.
Yeah,
22.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 22. And yep. That happened. That was the year we drafted Jordan Davis, I believe.
Okay.
And I was not high on taking Jordan Davis with our first pick. I'm like, why are we taking a nose tackle that plays 20 snaps a game with our first round draft?
He's the third highest paid nose tackle.
Well, I'm more fond of him now than I was then.
Yeah. Right.
I was either on Kyle Hamilton or I forget who else. Maybe it was a wide receiver.
Hamilton was your big one. Oh, yeah. You liked the Lions guy, Jameson Williams.
Jameson Williams, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. And then the A.J. Brown thing happened, and it was like, whoa.
Well, because it wasn't that night, but they entered in the draft 3 first-round picks.
Yes.
They traded one to the Saints for their future first, and that's how we ended up with Jalen Carter.
Yep. Okay.
And then they traded the second first-round pick for A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
So you thought you had 3, this down to 1. It was Jordan Davis, and they flipped that 1 for A.J. Brown.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it was an awesome move.
That was awesome.
Yeah, only this, such a weird time for me between 21 and when I came back in 24, because I saw things happen with Philly, but I was never like following the. So I didn't even know if we had talked about AJ Brown. So it just came out of nowhere.
Yep. It did. And now we've traded AJ Brown for Jalen Brown.
That's right.
Yes.
Two disgruntled guys with the last name Brown. Yep. Both 29.
Boston and Philadelphia.
Dude, when Jalen Brown comes here, he's got to say, this is heaven. That's what I want to see. I want to see this is basketball heaven.
Basketball heaven. That's what everyone says. The third most out of nowhere Philly sports move in my life is one that that wasn't important at this point, but I remember disgustingly talking myself into Kiko Alonso for Shady McCoy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? It makes sense.
Yeah, I defense talked myself into Kiko as well.
I was a Kiko guy.
Yeah, I had a Kiko t-shirt.
Was it cut off?
It was not.
I was not happy with that. No. It chipped to me. He put me through. Yeah, I had to be real critical, man, because he went. There was a lot of moves there within that year time frame.
Oh, he went crazy.
Yeah, from D-Jag to, you know, Robbie Cooper and Shady, and then trade Nick Foles for Sam Bradford and a damn second-round draft pick. It was Nick Foles and a second-round pick for Sam Bradford.
I remember figuring out, like, wait, we traded the pick?
He's coming off surgery. Yeah, with a bum knee. Yeah.
You did have that preseason game.
Man. Oh, man.
10
yeah,
10.
Up Green Bay.
He did 10 of 10.
And Kiko did get an interception in his first game down in Atlanta. And we were like, all right, maybe we got a steal here. And he was also.
Half shirt. The half jersey thing. Yeah.
Well. Bader's a half-shirt guy.
I know. They actually reminded me of each other.
Yep.
And he was incredibly important in going and getting Carson because it was 13, Kiko, and Byron Maxwell at the 8.
Yeah.
And then eventually 8 to 2.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep.
Love Kiko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second most out of nowhere Philly sports signing move of my lifetime. And it was one that I think we were all shocked by. It obviously has worked out, and I think it was the single biggest WIP spike in its history, and that was when the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts.
Oh.
Well, the stream, so there was COVID time, and I'm home, and I actually, during the draft, I don't know why, took dog for a walk, and I came back, and my phone, a billion messages. And I remember seeing you could look at the stats of our internet stream, and like I'm describing it, it was just like flat, 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 flat. And then all of a sudden, like 100 times, people just tune into WIP during the second round at night on a Friday night.
Friday night. Day 2 of the draft.
Yeah.
That pretty much shocked everybody.
And I think I remember Julio was like, is this real? Like, what is it? They drafted Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shocked everybody.
Well, that was when, during the COVID time, we spent months having to make stuff up, you know, for topics. But then the Eagles gave us a topic.
Yeah.
Did they draft him to be the starting quarterback? Yeah. It was just like, oh, boy, thank you, Eagles.
And why does Doug look so happy? Why is Doug so happy? I've never seen him so happy in my life. Amazing. But the number one most out of nowhere Philly sports move of my life was the Halladay Lee day, where we thought for maybe a second.
We had both.
Yeah. But no, and then Cliff Lee's going to Seattle.
Yeah.
But also we got Roy Halladay. Cliff Lee was just our hero in 09, but we got Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of emotions.
Yeah, I think I was on with your dad during that time when it happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we were trying to
figure out what
the hell was going on. I think I was on with him during that time. Because that was 2010 or 2009. Yeah, that was 2010. Yeah.
Well, it was the 09 offseason.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
happened?
With your dad, yeah.
Did that happen on the same day of, like, signing Namdi? What happened? On, didn't something happen on the same day?
That was Pence.
Yeah. Yeah, Hunter Pence.
Oh, right.
That was in
right,
the summer.
Right. Yes. Because yeah. I remember when both.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah. I remember that one as well.
I do,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Very memorable day.
Yeah. Again, I was on with your dad for that one, too.
I remember listening to it. I actually remember exactly where I was. I was in my car right around 4th and Market, where YSP was at the time.
I was at a pizza shop. As me and Jill were on our way down to a concert at the old Tweeter Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, they got Pence and Namdi. And then Ike broke the news to Hunter Pence that he was traded to San Fran a year later. Yeah.
You were doing, you and Michael B. were doing the broadcast from Lysios.
Yep.
That was a Hunter Pence endorsement. Yeah. You guys told him he got traded.
And he was like, really? Yeah. He's like, yeah, Hunter.
You're out of here.
This is, this is what it says here.
Yeah. Good game. Let's go eat.
Yeah. 215-59.
He went straight to his phone, too. Like, hold on.
Yep.
In the middle of the interview, too, by the way.
Yeah. I remember hearing it.
Oh, it turned into the best leader of all time out in San Francisco. Won a World Series. He was in a little mopey.
So before we get back,
not that we hold grudges.
No. And we'll get you Jaylen Brown, 215-592-9494. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It's great to have another great player, of course. But didn't we just go? So I'm not questioning this, just wondering how it's going to work out. We just went from this thing where it's Joel's team to, okay, maybe it's Tyrese Maxey's team now.
Yeah.
Now, you trade for Jaylen Brown. I can promise you, Jaylen Brown thinks this is Jaylen Brown's team.
Yeah.
So the on-court thing is one thing. You know, that's up to Nick Nurse to figure it out. I wonder from a vibe and leadership and ego perspective how Tyrese Maxey is a great guy, but also he's a human and he's a great basketball player.
Yeah.
And Joel Embiid, we still have to worry about it while he's here.
Yep.
Now, I don't think Joel gets to think he's the guy anymore, but that doesn't
mean he doesn't.
Doesn't mean he doesn't.
Yep.
So now you,
I agree with that. Yeah.
So and the difference between Jaylen Brown and Maxey is that I think Embiid is comfortable with Tyrese Maxey doing what he does.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown's a whole other thing. Jaylen Brown was on his Twitch stream calling, saying Joel Embiid is talented, but he's also a flopper and blah, blah, blah. So I just wonder how that's going to happen from a leadership perspective, all that, from a locker room perspective.
And it's going to have to work itself out. I think Jaylen Brown obviously comes in as the more established player, the better player, when you think of he and Maxey. But he's not established here in Philadelphia just yet.
Yep.
And so I would imagine in the first year, Jaylen Brown is just trying to get comfortable being in Philadelphia, right? And they sort of co-lead this thing. By the second year, if we want to get to where we ultimately want to go, we need Jaylen Brown to be the leader of the team.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, that's what we need. I love Tyrese Maxey, but we've always said he needs that A guy there. And Jaylen Brown, even if you don't view him as a quote-unquote superstar, he's still a top 10 to 12 player in this league with the resume to go with it and the mentality that I think we would love to see in Maxey. So, actually, hopefully he rubs off on Tyrese Maxey.
I hope they rub off on each other a little bit, too.
Loosen Jaylen Brown up a little bit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you need that. I think sometimes you Joel had that jovial personality. And the only time he really had sort of a mean streak in him is when he got fed up with something. It's not something he carried on him.
No, he's going to be pushed into
it. Yeah, I think Jaylen Brown sort of has that with him, that chip on his shoulder. Always something to prove, like always thinking he needs to be better than the other guy.
Well,
there's a chippiness to him.
One of the interesting things about his time in Boston is he already went through this in that both he and Jason Tatum thought they were the guy. I think because of how it worked out, I think probably both of them, neither of them were ever actually considered the guy because, you know, I think Jason Tatum was a better player. But when you get to the conference finals and the finals and Jason Tatum is sort of like he was a good defender, but he was sort of throwing up all over himself offensively.
Yep.
And Jaylen Brown went and won conference finals MVP and finals MVP and those sorts of things. And like I think I give the Celtics credit for being able to keep that, you know, afloat as long as it was.
As long as they could.
But he is no stranger. And I think one of the things, you know, Tasty Cake said and you said, he's going to be pissed off at the Celtics. Absolutely. But I also think he is out there trying to say, like, okay, I want full credit now.
Yes.
And he's going to a team with an all-NBA player and a former all-NBA player. Both have been entrenched here since they got drafted. So I think it'll just be something to watch to see how that goes.
Yep.
So I want to see, like, look, I don't want him Twitch streaming all the time, but I do want to see Tyrese Maxey on his Twitch stream. Like, I want to see them, you know.
And we'll have to get accustomed to Jalen Brown.
Oh yeah.
Well, he's a content machine.
Twitching. Yes. Yeah. He speaks his mind.
He does.
We got warmed up with Janky Rondo and AJ last year.
Yep.
Now,
I
did see some reports that Jalen Brown's already reached out and talked to Tyrese and VJ.
Okay.
Which is good. But no Joel.
That's what I'm saying.
Really? Where did you see that? Do you remember?
Somewhere on Twitter.
Okay. Do we?
Might need to verify.
Okay. Why don't we? That is an unverified report.
Well, I saw it was VJ and Tyrese. I didn't see Joel.
You know, I said, I think there is a chance that Embiid's not on the team on opening night.
I agree. I'm with you.
I thought there was like a 2% chance before this.
I'm with you. I'm telling you, Golden State.
Yeah, I think there's the, I don't know. Why does Golden State want them?
They need everybody.
I think they got to dump them.
We send us Jimmy Butler.
And we're going to send a couple picks or something.
All right, Shams did say.
Okay.
He said on NBA Today that he has already spoken to Maxey and Ajgo.
Those two.
Since being traded.
Has not talked to Joel.
The big fella.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
215.
Makes you wonder if the big fella's on board with this.
Yes.
Or I think that's fair.
Dude, he could be one of those guys that when you ask the Sixers, you know, F's Mike Gansey and Nick Nurse, when was the last time you talked to Joel Embiid? They could both say a month ago.
Yeah, a month ago.
Don't know where he is.
Right.
You know, have no idea. I mean, he's one of those guys that could just disappear for the offseason.
I mean, we are fresh off him and Jaylen Brown going back and forth in a game 7.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Where it feels like, Joel, I bet he could be feeling like, I just beat this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The biggest win of my career just came out. I just emasculated that guy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And there's no way he's taking it well to the celebration of the arrival of Jalen Brown.
There's no way.
Yeah, he looks at Sixer Twitter and Philadelphia Twitter. So
there's no way.
He knows there's a huge swell of, yeah!
This might be over.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. Spike's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't. Charlotte?
Nah.
No, I don't.
Nope. Nah, they're keeping their cap clean. I don't know. Everyone thinks that.
How about Phoenix?
Nope. They don't have it. Well, I mean, they have a lot of money invested in that team. No. So one thing Tasty Cake said, and then I promise we'll get the break here, is he was like, well, if we can find somebody to take Paul George, we can find somebody to take Joel Embiid. I have news for you. Paul George in a trade is worth more than Joel Embiid. It's worth less negative. He's got one less year in his contract. He makes less, and you can fit him in on literally every team. The offense does not. Paul George can come and go, and your team's fine. Joel can't.
Yep.
So Joel's contract is more damaging than Paul George's was. It's crazy to say, but I just think you need someone who actually doesn't even believe in it and is rebuilding and, you know, what? Okay.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. More on Jalen Brown. If you want to talk about it, of course you do, coming up next. And also a little tiny spat between Zach Wheeler and Don Mattingly. We'll hear what both of them had to say about Donnie Baseball taking Zach Wheeler out of the game last night in the 5th inning. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You're fired up. It's also hot as hell outside. It's 104 degrees. What does that mean? It means your energy bills are going up. They're going up higher than they should be going because of your old drafty windows that you have not replaced. We moved into our new house in South Jersey. Those windows are 30 years old. They needed to be replaced. Guy did it for me. That front door was 30 years old. Guy replaced it for me. They could do it for you too. And the best discount of the year. Their big 40% off summer sales event on every expertly installed window and door. Get 40% off every window you buy, 40% off every single high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane window, 40% off any door, any kind of door, storm door, garage door, patio door, insulated entry door. Get your project started with no money down and pay it off interest-free for up to 18 months. All prior sales are excluded, but that's fine because this one is the best, as I just told you. Minimum purchase required. Do not miss it. Call Guida today to schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That is go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Jack's little Twitter finger is very busy on the Twitter question today.
Just because it's a short show doesn't mean that we don't have a lot of Twitter polls.
Okay, so he says, who is now the best Jalen in the city? And his only two options are Jalen Brown and Jalen Carter.
He's just trolling people on the way out.
Yeah, yeah.
Jalen Brown at 58%. Do you want the Sixers to sign LeBron? What do you think? Have you seen the results on that?
I have not seen the
what
results.
What do you think they are?
I would think most people would say yes. I would say 64%.
72% say okay. Yes. And here is the final one. Who has the best chance to win a title this year? The Eagles, the Phillies, the Sixers, or the Flyers?
Ooh. Think people are still rolling with the Eagles? I don't know. I would vote Phillies 1, Sixers 2.
Really?
Eagles 3, yeah.
Really?
Okay. That's how I would vote it.
So 52% say Eagles.
Okay.
24% say Sixers. 20% say Phillies. 2.5% say the Flyers.
That's because more majority are Eagles fans.
Yeah.
They want the Super Bowl.
We might just have to start putting when we do that, just take the Eagles out of it. Yeah. So we can have the real results.
I think the Phillies have a pretty substantially better chance of winning than the Sixers.
Well, after Briere.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
And after Briere said yesterday that they expect to.
They're taking a step back. They're definitely fourth, yes.
Dude, boy, is he lucky they're the Flyers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I'd be doing a show on that for five weeks.
Any other team in the city.
Takes a step
meltdown.
Back. After a first round.
Yeah. A miraculous
one round.
Step forward. Yeah. We didn't even expect that. Yeah. You want to take a step back.
Oh, yeah. No biggie. We're just going to take a step back.
Yeah. I think the Phillies right now. Probably have a better chance. The Eagles got a lot of work to do. I'm not thinking Super Bowl with the Eagles this year. I got a lot to see with the Eagles. And then the Sixers, the thing about basketball, talent will propel you up there.
Yes.
You know, so you got this roster, you got this amount of players. You look at the Eastern Conference. Yeah, like I said, I think they're the second best team. No worse than the third best team. Maybe New York and Boston is in front of them. But I like what we have.
Well, the tough thing for the Sixers this year, aside from if you take the Embiid thing out of it for a second, is I think what the Sixers show or what the Knicks showed, what the Thunder showed, what the Spurs showed is like the longer you're together, the better chance
That's
you're going to be. And this is, once again, as we have every year, you know, everybody changes. So Jalen Brown's a huge thing, but Dean Wade's a huge thing. Not having Grimes and Oubre is a big enough thing. I mean, it's just not guys who have played together before.
Right.
This one does have staying power if they do extend Jalen Brown.
Yeah.
It's like these three could be together for a while. Like Edgecombe, him, and
well, they're
and
here for at least 3 years anyway.
3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't
the NBA, without the extension.
In the NBA, that's a
long time.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Jeff in DC. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
So, what's up, Spike, Brother Ike?
What's up, Jeff?
Spike.
Yeah.
I called this. You know that, right?
I don't know that you called
it. I called
it. Okay.
Dude, it's in your DM.
Okay.
I called it.
Okay.
I called it.
When did you call it?
I called it. Like a week ago. I said to you, Celtics shopping Jalen Brown, send them Embiid. Now maybe I got that part wrong.
Yeah, okay. That is not calling it. That is a wish, and it didn't happen. So
I'm taking it as a call.
Okay. We'll give you quarter call. We'll give you quarter call credit, and you'll take it.
That put me in the running for Sixers
insider of the year.
Yeah. So listen, man, there's no downside to LeBron coming here.
Oh yes,
and I am a dyed in the wool, avid. As much as I love Jalen Hurts, that's how much I hate LeBron James. I am a hater. I'm a hater.
He
but
sucks.
I want him to come here.
Dude, he sucks all the energy out of everything. It becomes all about
don't
LeBron.
Care.
Yes, you do.
Don't care.
You don't care now, but you're
you
going to care.
Him here.
No, you
Which
don't want him
why
sucking all the energy
here.
At it. Then everything becomes about LeBron. And then when they're 8-9, then it becomes retirement tour Sixers. It's like, no, maybe Josh Harris might want it. I don't want it. No.
Spike, listen.
No.
Content.
No.
Content.
No, I don't want to say. No, I did not become. I'm not talking about LeBron for 4 hours every day on this friggin' radio show and then twice a week going on that friggin' podcast and talking about friggin' LeBron. No.
He's thinking about himself, Jeff.
Yes. No.
Right, that's my point. You're being selfish. It's
yes.
not about you.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yeah.
about the greater good. It's about the greater good.
No, it's not even good for the team. You think Jaylen Brown wants LeBron here?
I don't think he doesn't want LeBron here.
We got to find out when we
Luka didn't want him.
We got to find. Well, yeah, Luka definitely didn't want him.
Yeah.
Well, all Luka wanted was Roscoe's chicken and waffles. Though. I mean, that's all.
Yeah.
We got to hear. We got to hear Jaylen in his. When can he do his presser? When can he do that?
Well, they'll make. They would make that so they can't. Thanks for the call, Jeff. They can't make the trade official. There's a moratorium right now, so they can't make the trade official until Monday. So if they make the trade official on Monday, and then. I would guess Wednesday.
So you can do it sometime next week.
Next week, yeah, when we're not freaking
okay.
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We'll get to it all when we get back. We got a long summer, pal.
I know.
That's true.
I know. It's just like we've been waiting for a big Sixer. I come back, they're like, oh, we brought the Sixers guy. He's going to host the show with Ike and Jack.
You've been
and it's
waiting
like,
on a Sixer move.
Yeah, had a whole useless year last year.
Yeah, but you've turned into a baseball guy.
Well, I
have.
You've
turned into a football head.
Yeah, right.
So you've expanded your horizon.
I have.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
I know.
So speaking of baseball, Zach Wheeler in the fifth inning last night. It was an interesting start for Wheeler. He's been great, but not a lot of like quick innings for Zach Wheeler this year. Feels like everything's there's a walk here, a strikeout there. So he's in the fifth inning, has allowed 9 hits. I think he struck out, was he strike out 10, 9, something by that point? But he's got 2 guys on, and there's 2 outs, and he's throwing 105 pitches. And Donnie Baseball comes to get him. Throw Kyle Backus in there.
Yeah, well, pulls him after a little bleeder up the middle.
Yeah, but okay. So they talked to Zach Wheeler last night. Here's what Zach Wheeler had to say about it.
I was upset. Getting taken out of the game.
You'd like to finish 5?
Obviously, yeah. I feel like I've earned that.
Talk to Don about it?
Nope.
Will you?
I don't know.
You know when you're so mad, you got a little welled up?
Yeah.
That's what he looked like last night.
I don't know. Wanted to finish fifth.
I earned that.
So, they talk. Oh, go ahead.
No, I don't know. I don't know if this is nothing or it's something.
Well, here, I can tell you what Donnie Baseball thinks it is. Here was Donnie Baseball. This was earlier today, right? At his pregame availability, they asked him about it.
I am not. At this point, I don't think you want to talk to me yet. Maybe you'll settle down and talk to him later, but... I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, but in general, it really doesn't bother me at all that he's upset. I think the great ones never want to come out of a game, and he's no different. I mean, I had Kershaw out there. He did not want to come out of games, but from my standpoint, I got to protect not necessarily him. He's at 105 in that inning. He has a 10-pitch at bat. He's at 115 in the fifth inning. This is a long-term kind of situation. I think you guys know our rotation is obviously a great rotation, but the depth of it is not just filled with, four schemes down in the minor leagues ready to pop in and fill the spot. So, my job is to make sure that this guy stays available, through the course of the season. And we got a long way to go, so I really don't mind guys being upset. That's what the great ones do.
Donnie Baseball didn't seem too worried about it,
No, perfect answer from his standpoint. And he has to manage the baseball team, and he's doing what he thinks is best, not just for the baseball team, but like you said, he's doing what he thinks is best for Zach Wheeler as well.
Mm-hmm.
He also made sure he pointed out that, listen, got no problem with Zach being upset. The great ones usually are. Use Kershaw as an example. I would hope Zach Wheeler would hear those things and his frustration would subside quickly. My only thing is he was upset. It's not the first time Zach Wheeler's ever been taken out of a game.
Mm-hmm.
He made it a point to let everybody know he was upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing for me is that he's a veteran on his team. He knows they're in a good spot right now winning games. Why, if you are upset, you could talk to Don Mattingly behind closed doors and get that sort of squared out so that it doesn't become a thing. I was a little surprised that he was frustrated to the point where he felt the need to say it and let everybody know it.
Well, I think if you're Mattingly, you have this choice.
But I had no problem with the way Don Mattingly handled it. Yeah.
Well, if you're Don Mattingly, you have this choice. I agree with him taking it out of the game. I agree with that. He's 36 years old, 115 pitches, just coming off that surgery. It's like, let's live to pitch another day.
Yeah.
But as far as how he deals with whether he talked to him or not, because he said, I'll wait till it cools down to talk to him, is like Don Mattingly has a choice before Zach Wheeler goes and talks to the media. He can go to Zach Wheeler and risk an argument because Wheeler's hot. He can go to Zach Wheeler with his tail between his legs and say, you know you're great, I'm sorry.
Right.
Or he can let Zach Wheeler blow off steam and hope that he calms down and then talk to him 2 days later where it's like, Zach, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
You know I love you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I think I'm not worried that Don Mattingly didn't talk to him yet.
Me either.
You know, I think that's probably the best, because if he tries to talk to him about it that night.
Clearly he was still hot about it.
Yeah.
And so there's no point in
you probably don't have, if you're married, you know, you want to wait till the other person's not quite as mad to actually have that chat.
Yep.
So
no, I agree. I just hope Wheeler.
Yes, feels the same way.
Can move on from this.
It's not going to be a big deal.
Okay.
It's not going to be a big deal. I think I actually like it from both sides. Like, I like that Wheeler doesn't want to come out of a game.
Yep.
You know, I like the competitiveness. Like,
but you need to say it.
That's a horse being a horse.
Yeah, I hear you. But you know, I would say the same thing with Bryce. I would say the same. I think they have such a good thing going right now, and the mojo is good, that you don't give us things to latch on to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, if there is an issue, is my only thing. And I think we all could see that Zach was frustrated by it. He didn't need to say it. So I'm just wondering, the fact that he said it, that was intent.
Well, he wants to make sure Don knows, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I love talking through the media. It's like talking through this, like arguing parents talking through. You tell your mom that I'm going to go get out with the boys whenever I want. Yeah. You go and you tell her.
That's, you don't have kids. I have kids. Yeah. That actually happens.
Yes, I know. I've been a kid.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No text line today, but text line would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. 215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Ike?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. Yo, so here's the thing, Spike. You worried about the Brad Stevens part of the trade, right? But he ain't made a lot of good trade. Well, he's betting about 50-50 lately because he traded for Vucevic. That didn't work.
Well, that was a salary. He had to do that.
No,
it was a salary dump.
Yeah, but it wasn't just a salary dump, though, because they thought everybody was praising him because, they got the center. They needed a center for their push. So it wasn't just a salary dump. And the second thing was, because the salary dump originally was Drew Holiday.
But that was in the offseason. They had to get under the tax. So I'm not –
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and I don't think trading Anfernee Simons is like what – they already had – what's his name? So on backup, what's the guard?
Pritchard.
Peyton Pritchard. Yeah. You know, like what are they going to do with Anfernee Simons? So
my point is just that, yo, I'm not scared of making trades with him. And by the way, I know you know this. I know you know this, but that trade that you referred to, that was Danny Ainge, him.
Yes, I'm aware.
I know you know that.
Yeah.
You on point with this stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
But back to the Sixers part of it, man, listen, you always try to get the best player.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cool with that. And we can move on from there, like in terms of that, and try to make our team, like, I like how Dean might fix with the Sixers team. We sitting there and turn it into like a modern team than we were. We always been like a slow pace, like no heart. Well, I ain't going to say no heart, but soft team. We got dogs, man. DJ a dog. I think Maxie a dog, even though he smiled, he a dog. Don't get twisted. Last couple years, he been mad, whatever, especially when we've been losing. I think, I'll be honest with you, I think we ready to rock and roll with anybody. Like, Ike, you saying the East going to be tough. That's not front. Like, Y back over here. Pacers getting their point guard back. So, it ain't going. And Charlotte is on the come up, even though I don't know if I love that trade just right then and there for them for this year, but I think this is going to be very interesting times, man. We right in the mix, so you can't ask for nothing more.
Well, the other thing is the Western Conference at the top is better than the Eastern Conference. But three through 10, mm-hmm. the Eastern Conference is better.
Probably deeper yet. Eastern is deeper.
Eastern Conference has a lot of teams now. Yeah. Like they don't have the elite team, I don't think, like the Thunder or aside from New York, yeah. San Antonio. But like, man, there's a lot of good teams in the Eastern Conference. And the other thing we have to deal with next year is one of the reasons we ended up with 46 wins is because a third of the league was tanking. A third of the league's not tanking anymore. So this will be, there's a lot of teams that are trying this year that weren't trying before. So it's going to be a good season, I think. Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting season.
And last thing, with Embiid, I'm not trading no picks with him. What they going to probably do is see how this year go. And they'll probably just, if it don't work out and they go their way, they might stretch and wave them.
Yes, after wave next year they can.
So that might be the move. And you keep your draft picks. So, yo, man, y'all have a great holiday. Enjoy a well-deserved vacation.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
All right, bro.
Yeah, after this season they can wave and stretch them.
Okay.
But that means that you have, so he makes $60-some million for the next 2 years after this year. Then you would have $30 million on your cap for the next 5 years. Yeah. So look, yeah, they're going to have to figure that out. And I think the thing he said too about you get the best player, that's the thing that always worries me about when people bring up a maxi trade, is the picks are nice, but when you are in the trade, when the best player is going from your team to the other team, you better be rebuilding or something, because that will always bite you.
Yep.
If you trade away the best player in the trade, and that is a Bill Simmons rule, is you don't trade a dollar for four quarters, because a dollar in the NBA, that player, the best player, is always going to. So if you're rebuilding and you trade somebody like Tyrese Maxey, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you better be careful otherwise.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Okay. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Yeah,
oh, God. Yeah, hey, Herb.
Sixers got everybody fired up. They did some things. That's good. I like it.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Once again,
oh, boy.
The offense, they're going to change the offense. Okay. You got two shooters, two all-star shooters. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, the ball's got to, you know, somebody's going to have the ball in their hand.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's a good point.
I think Nick Nurse is going to move. Like I was talking a few days ago, you're going to have to move the ball around in the half court, okay?
Left, right, dribble, pass.
On the fast break, that's one thing.
Three-man weave.
Yep. You've got to move the ball around and create open shots.
Uh-huh.
Watch Jaylen Brown, okay, when he was shooting threes, a lot of times he was like, they moved the ball around and he was the last guy right there. Boom, he hit it. Okay, they had a few other guys like that. But anyway, it will happen for the Sixers.
Yep.
I still say Embiid's got to get in the low post.
Well,
he's got to work out if he wants to continue playing here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, okay, as far as the Phillies,
mm-hmm.
July the 9th,
mm-hmm.
okay, is the draft.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you now.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good players.
Mm-hmm.
Outfielders.
Oh no.
July 11th is draft.
No.
Power. We're July 11th. I'm saying.
We're not doing. July
baseball. No, I like the shots.
No.
In the first.
Chase Brunson. What do you think about Chase Brunson at 36?
Rounds,
no.
A lot of these teams, Joe Jack.
Rocco Maniscalco.
I'm talking right now.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Okay.
Oh.
There's a lot of teams. Okay, they've been drafting these power hitters.
He took the one thing with you and turned it
into
a
little bit. Are in the big league. You don't understand, man. We need to start bringing guys up and see what they got.
Well,
we need to start drafting right. Not these guys.
Breaking news.
Let them sit down.
What's
there
our pick?
Three, 36.
Herb, did you know they picked 36 or that? Or no?
Wait, why don't we have an earlier pick than 36?
Because they move it back 10 slots because of the luxury tax problem.
Okay.
Yeah, did you know that, Herb?
All the Jack's
well,
getting tired.
Like, if there's
Jack's getting tired.
Highly qualified to talk about it. It's the only draft.
And a reliever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why don't you listen to Herb and shut up?
Shut up, Jack. Yep.
I've been up for 12 hours. I just got, you know where I was at.
Is that some sort of accomplishment?
Wow, I've been up for 12 hours too. You're in Gettysburg. I know. It's a big road trip for you. It's probably hot out there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's real hot out there, dude.
A little swampy.
They yeah. got a nice football stadium, though, for D3. They got a nice football stadium for D3. And I heard their baseball stadium wasn't bad either, but I didn't go over there. Mm. All right, guys, have a good fourth. Your boy Chucky's all fired up.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Everybody's excited. He's We're excited.
Go have him, buy him a bottle of liquor.
Go fire up.
Get some fireworks. They'll probably shoot some fireworks over there in Germantown.
That was all oh, there.
You know, man, here we Germantown.
Yeah. Oh, all right. We're stopping that.
It's a devious laugh.
Right in its tracks. He shut you up, Jack. Do you like that? Shut up. Yeah, I'm talking.
They got to draft better. They got to bring him up.
Yeah.
Every time they bring up someone, then no one likes when they bring up someone.
He loves the Herb bit until he comes for him.
Oh, it's just like, come
Herb's
on.
The real expert on this draft stuff, not you.
Yeah, I know.
That guy, you know, when he was younger, somebody said he had a major league arm.
I know.
No one ever said that about you.
Well, the Cubs emailed me once.
For season tickets?
No. No, they were interested in scouting me.
Okay.
Yeah. I said, I got 84 to 86 right here for you, pal.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Is there a Fritz at 6 tonight?
Yeah.
You're going to talk about Jaylen Brown, right?
I guess.
Oh, you're not going to talk about Phils
no,
tonight.
No, I'm opening with Jaylen Brown.
Okay. And if you don't call about Jaylen Brown, he's going to talk about the Phils. So
no, I'm not going to call about Jaylen Brown.
I'm about Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Yeah, he's number 3 on that poll.
Okay. So we have the great Broads filling in for us tomorrow and for largely for next week.
Yes.
We will be back with you on what? July 13th?
July 13th.
Yes. We are recharging.
Yeah. What is it? The USB cord? Put that in your bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We're USB-C guys,
okay.
Not USB-A guys. Yeah. And then we'll be back with you. So make sure you listen to Broads All next week. And thank you for listening. We're going to recharge. And when we come back, my takes are going to be more annoying than ever. And Ike's going to be more right than ever. And Jack's going to be more annoying than ever.
We're probably going to doubt Jaylen.
Yeah, yeah. Get ready.
Which one?
Get ready. All of them.
Our first day back will be the Home Run Derby.
Oh, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Bryce was noncommittal today about the Home Run Derby.
I know.
I saw the quote from Tim Kelly.
Don't like that.
He said he doesn't have a thrower because his dad hasn't done it in a while.
Yeah. And that meant something to him down in 18 when he won it with his dad as the pitcher.
He needs a thrower.
And he wants to make sure he's healthy. I don't think he wants to jinx getting hurt this last week either.
Yeah.
You know, because he hasn't made it through a first half healthy in a while.
Yeah.
Which you got to appreciate.
I do.
Yeah.
Blood transfusion.
Well, if it works.
It works. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So what is he going to do?
Well, I also think he wants to make the All-Star team. I don't think he wants to be the Home Run Derby and not
in the All-Star team.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's
why
he's not.
Yeah,
there.
Maybe I'll do it if I'm invited for something else.
The All-Star game.
Yeah. All right. Fritz at 6 is next. Thank you for listening.
Love you.
Love you. We'll see you in a bit. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. You know what brings me joy? Our dogs. Well, look, most times they bring me joy. The new guy is a real pain in the ass. However, Gage is a good boy, but also a lot of times he's not a good boy. I just want to be clear about that. And it wouldn't come in the house today. I was like, buddy, it's 100 degrees. In any case, with your pets, it is up to you to make sure they're eating the right stuff. That's why you got to go to Dogs and Cats Roll. I know you're saying, Spike, I could just go on the internet, get it delivered to me, and I see these famous brands on the internet. No. You got to make sure your dog, your cat is eating the right stuff. And that's why you go into Dogs and Cats Roll, because at all 7 locations, they have a staff that is going to take time, learn about your pet. They know about the great products they sell. They will learn about your pet and make you feel good about what you're walking out of the store with. What will you walk out of the store with? I can promise you it won't be one of the 4 most popular brands in the country, because that's not what they're worried about. They have high quality stuff. They're not worried about how popular it is. They're worried about the quality of the ingredients, the quality of the protein content, the science-based nutrition. Just head in there. It's a great experience. Clean stores, organized shelves, everything you need, from food to toys to treats to leashes, whatever. 7 locations. Find out where at dogsandcatsrule.pet. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.